You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live match day commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. Thank you. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live match day commentary.
After changes at the top in Jimmy Bull's first game in charge, the Stags have taken a 1-0 lead into the second 45 thanks to a powered finish from Ethan Taylor. So your halftime score, AFC Totten 1, Bideford AFC 0. Hello and welcome back to Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for all of AFC Totten's games. It is a beautiful afternoon here at the Snow Stadium. The sun absolutely beaming down on what has been, I think, a pretty pleasing first half performance here from the Stags. Benjamin Rees alongside Harry Good. Harry, what did you make of it?
Yeah, very enjoyable first half. Totten attacking all the time, having loads of the ball as well. So very, very enjoyable.
So not the only game going on the Southern League today here on non-league day. So your other half-time scores, Barnstable 0, Evesham 1, Cinderford 1 and Bristol Manor Farm 2. So Cinderford must have pulled one back just before half-time there. Let's see if we can get confirmation of that. Cirencester 0, Willand 0, Froome 0, Lark Hall 0, Melksham 0, Poulton Rovers 0. So a lot of 0-0s there. And then Sholing 1, Highworth 0. Slimbridge 1, Plymouth Parkway 0, and Winchester 1, Mangotsfield United 1, and indeed Rio Dyer in first half stoppage time did pull one back for Cinderford Town. So both sides are out here ready to begin the second half of this game, and Ethan Taylor kicks off with the Stags going left to right as we look at it from the top of the Wessex Heartbeat Stand, attacking towards Marley's corner. And there Brett Williams has it in front of the terraces, and he can't keep the ball in play, and it'll be a throw in here to the visitors with the Stags looking to start the second half on the front foot. What do you think Jimmy Ball would have said to his charges during that half-time interval?
I reckon he would have said to keep the press on, because you saw at the start of the first half, Totten were lively, pressing, and then it kind of dipped towards around the 44th minute, and then he was shouting at his players to try to keep that press on for the last few minutes.
And you were saying that when he came to talk to the under-15s, which you helped to manage, that he was saying that, you know, it's about you need to make sure that you outfight and outwork your opposition. So he wants to keep that energy and tempo all throughout the game.
Yeah, he wants his players to outwork his opposition. He wants his players to feel tired when they come off.
Yeah, I feel like you've really earned your post-match beverage of choice. Quick throw in taken here by Bideford, trying to poke that ball inside round the corner. Medway does brilliantly to win the ball. And now Taylor's got time and space to work with. He was looking to slide the diagonal through to Kasimu. Nice idea, but Adams was in acres of space. No one even in the same postcode on the far side of the pitch. You've just been offered and turned down chips.
Yeah, I know.
Are you feeling all right? I must admit, I thank you for doing so, because no one needs to hear people eat, but yeah, I must admit, I would have been hard-pressed to decline them. But I admire your commitment to the cause. Here's Flukes. Sun getting a little bit lower now, and it is a very warm afternoon now. Here's Williams. Just about wins the ball. Keeps it. Goes back to Griffin. High one over the top, looking for Kasimu. Headed away. Tommaso with the follow-up. Taylor come not from an offside position, over the top now, looking for Adams, arriving late into the area. Adams, can he keep it in? Has to cut it back and wins the corner. Good work there from Taylor. There were suspicions from Bideford that he might have come back from being offside, but apparently not, and Adams couldn't take the shot on but did win the corner.
Yeah, another great little counter-attack in a way from Totten, trying to catch Bideford out on the break and resulting in a corner.
Reed from the far corner, in swinging with the right foot, looking for Flukes in the centre, headed out. Brett Williams will try and get this back into the box though. Chops onto his left foot, good ball, not cleared as of yet. Reed will get this on the edge of the area, nods it back to Taylor. Taylor over the top, looking for Williams. Williams will get to this. First time ball across the box, deflected and steered in at the back post. Didn't take them long in the second half, and I think it's Ben Jefford who knows where the goal is, especially from set pieces, making himself a nuisance in the 6-yard box, brilliant ball across, maybe got a little bit of a flick through, and Jefford was on hand to slide in, and from a yard out, he couldn't miss. It's AFC Totten 2, Biddeford AFC 0.
Yeah, Jimmy Ball's going to be so happy that. The perfect start to the second half, already won the lap, grabbing an early goal as well, putting it 2-0 against a side who we said earlier on are struggling to score goals.
It's not for the first time this season that we've seen Ben Jefford grab a goal. A couple have come from set pieces as well as that long-range effort against Evesham. And that is some way to start the second half.
Yeah, we saw him and Hisham Kasimu getting very close with that effort earlier on. And then this time, ball in the box and he taps it home.
Yeah, came from the ball into the box from Brett Williams, chops it onto his left foot into the area. And now this is a cross from Biddeford, slices off Tommaso's boot. So Biddeford have it in the Tottenham penalty area with Wood trying to turn one round the corner. Brilliant cutback, but there's no one there. And Adams, in the end, wins the ball. Wow, that was a bit of a let-off there. They always say it's a dangerous time just after you score because you need to keep your wits about you. It was a long ball over the top, nearly let Kasimu through. And that time, maybe just Tottenham were a little bit switched off, and Biddeford nearly had a goal in a similar fashion to the Tottenham opener.
Yeah, if that had happened, that's very poor from Tottenham. You don't want to, as you said, you're very likely to concede after scoring because you're switched off. That'll be very poor.
And a little bit of tussling there will win Flukes a free kick. I think maybe a little bit harsh, perhaps, on Biddeford, on Matthew Buchan. Seemed a bit like six of one, half a dozen of the other. But if it goes your way, you don't complain.
Exactly that.
Here's Jefford looking to stretch the pitch with a diagonal for Sam Griffin. Good positioning and good header out from Byrne. Reid puts it back forward. Still some head tennis here. Griffin, Williams, onside, and Taylor from the edge of the area didn't catch that cleanly, and it's way wide for the goal kick. Again, I think they were appealing for offside, but Williams must have done just enough to get himself into position.
Yeah, another chance for Tottenham. We've had probably just under 5 minutes and Tottenham are creating quite a few chances.
See, that goal's getting good feedback on the Podbean, as you would well expect. You can tell that Harrison Reid is very much missing the game today. Especially on an afternoon like this, where the weather is glorious. And I know I keep saying it, but especially what felt like a very cold, wet winter. It's most welcome. Long ball forward is going to go all the way through. Thought he might take it first time on the volley. Hansen instead, he cuts back inside. That will allow Tottenham a chance to recover. Still not clear. Shot too close to Noyce. He beats it away. And the second effort from Hansen is over the bar. Good opportunity there from Buchan and Biddeford. Now they're two goals down. I think they see that actually they want to... they want to try and get their way back into this quickly.
Yeah, it's a big save from Lewis Noyce. I'm just seeing what the ref and Lino are talking about.
Yeah, the assistant signal for the goal kick and the referee signal for the corner. And the referee has overruled his right-hand man. Samuel Reid is the man in the middle with Thomas Copping and Jordan White, the two assistants. I thought it was just a mishit shot from Hansen, but obviously the referee must have sensed a deflection in there. Was a lot better place than I was. Here's a high ball into the box. Medway wins the first header. Still Biddeford trying to get it back into the box, and Lewis Noyce dived to punch it away. But I think there's a free kick given with Biddeford penalised for a high boot.
Yeah, I think it was Harry Medway just then holding his face.
Just having a look at who's... lurking in our Podbean channels. I see the mysterious Lord Voldemort is back. And I was also told that it was the Dark One's birthday. So happy birthday, he who shall not be named. Here's Biddeford again, looking to try and push to get away back into this game. Across the box. Flukes with the header clear. Griffin will try and get back, but he's going to be beaten to the ball here. It's laid off back for Alex Byrne. Looking into the area, a low driven cross this time. Tommaso gets the first header, out wide to Adams. Wants to go from back to front, and Adams and Taylor are not on the same page, so Biddeford will keep the ball. Trying to clip this one over the top. Really good ball that. Laid off and turned round the post by Lewis Noyce. Really good layoff from Anson and Duff, who was booked in the first half. Took his shot low. It might have been curling just wide, but Lewis Noyce didn't want any take any chances, and he got down quickly to turn it round the post.
Yeah, ever since Tottenham got that second goal, they've looked very sloppy now. Bitterford attacking forwards, creating better chances now.
Norgard's tell you about after this corner, which is high into the centre of the box, and Lewis Nice clutches and claims that one well. Wants to get things started quickly, but with just Hisham Kassimu to look for, he's just going to hold the ball a little bit longer. Kyle Tews has put Melksham Town 1-0 up at home to Poulton Rovers. Marvin McLean has put Scholing 2-0 up across the city at home to Highworth as Brett Williams' ball forward goes straight out of play. And this is a big one at the top. Willand Rovers have taken a 1-0 lead at Cirencester thanks to Adam Poole. And that would be Cirencester's first home defeat in the league this year, as it looks like Bitterford are going to make their first change of the day here. Benjamin Wood is the player to come off, worked hard for not much reward, and Scott Piper will come on in his place.
Substitution for the visitors replacing number 11, Benjamin Wood, is number 12, Scott Piper.
So the first of three changes for either side. Just the three subs on the bench for Bitterford, so if they are going to use all three, they will empty their bench. Five subs on the bench for Tottenham, none used as yet. Kasimu's trying to hold up the ball, and he's done well to win the throw there. Just going to have a look at my notes. They only used the one sub last week, Bitterford. Louis Jagger-Kane, who's not in the squad today, was replaced by Benjamin Wood. So Bitterford, not necessarily a team that will use all three changes they have available to them. Griffin wants to get one to Jake Adams in behind. That's really well done. Good vision. Lays it off to Griffin. Griffin wants to put the ball into the box. And diving header from Ethan Taylor just couldn't quite connect. If he had, it would have been 3-0. But a very good ball in. Causing trouble getting those crosses in from wide positions at the moment.
Yeah, it's those three. Sam Griffin, Ethan Taylor and Jake Adams, who we mentioned quite a lot for the first half. All trying to link up. Smart move from Jake Adams running because you can't be offside from a throw-in. Sam Griffin finding him. Back to Jake Adams, to Sam Griffin, and a ball across, just trying to find Ethan Taylor.
I mean, he was inches away from it, I think.
Yeah, Jimmy, if that had worked, Jimmy Ball would have had to have been proud of that.
Yeah, here's Medway with a high one over the top. I think Kasimi knew he was offside. Headed clear, hooked over the top. Tommaso wins the header that time. Headed down by the Bitterford captain. It nearly let Brett Williams in, but in the end, his touch just runs away from him slightly, out of play to give a throw that Niall Heaney will take here for the visitors. About 10 minutes through the second half at the moment here on Stags Radio. Benjamin Rees alongside Harry Good, with the Stags taking a 1-0 lead into the second half, thanks to Ethan Taylor. And Ben Jefford has doubled the host's lead here, steering in at the back post. Here's Griffin on the run. Taylor peels off. And that's a good challenge, actually, to dispossess Griffin. And Taylor, I think, there just concedes the free kick. Knew what he was doing. Just maybe a little bit of a tug, a little bit of a knee in the back of the thigh there. Just a break play up and concede the free kick.
Yeah, tactical foul that. Bitterford won the break. I'm pretty sure I heard either Jimmy Ball or Sam Griffin shout foul him just so to slow things down.
One of those so-called dark arts of football, I think, is there's a player down here for Bitterford in the centre circle. And this has got to be a worry, especially when you've got a short bench. Short in terms of numbers, I mean. I've not checked how tall the Bitterford bench is.
I'm not too sure, but is that not Scott Piper?
Oh, if it is, then that would be a real worry, having only just come on. Just trying to get a spot of the number. It could well be.
It's hands on head for number two.
Yeah, Niall Heaney doesn't look happy. Not far away. Just trying to get a spy of it again. So he's down, he's got his legs stretched out in front of him here. He's being helped up towards his feet. Looking a little bit lame at the moment. I think you're right. I think it is indeed Scott Piper. And that would be a disaster, not just for Bitterford, but for Piper himself, having only just come on, if he has to immediately come off.
Yeah, only just had 5 minutes. Coming off again.
So he's making his way towards the touchline here. Walking under his own power, which is good. Just stretching things out a little bit. Looks like maybe that ankle that was causing a little bit of a problem because he's hosing it down at the moment. Hopefully he's okay to continue. As the free kick goes forward. appeals for a little bit of a push there from Flukes, but that would have been a very soft penalty. As Noyce plays it out quickly, looking for Taylor. And Taylor, I think, is going to get to this. Brilliant first touch, keeps it in, and he goes back now. Adams lays it off for Reed. Reed maybe looking to bounce it forward. Instead, he clips it over the top. Nice ball, that one, for Taylor. Taylor, first time cross, looking for Griffin at the back post. Pipo's now back on the pitch, heads it away. Tommaso will follow this one up. And Tommaso, a little bit of a push? No, says the referee. Griffin wins the ball again, and it's out of play. Nice early cross that time, looking for the aerial threat of Sam Griffin. And it is an aerial threat, but full credit to Biddeford because they dealt with it well.
Yeah, even though he didn't quite get to it, it's still that, just that element of creating chances.
Strong header from Tommaso goes straight to Brett Williams. Williams tries to take it on the run. Can't beat the defender. Now Biddeford looking to get out their own half. Accidentally traps the ball. Does Moyes has to go backwards. Here's Kasimu laying it off for Taylor. He's got Adams in plenty of space out on his left-hand side. Good position this to get a cross in. Instead, Adams is driving into the box. Takes it past one, past another. Looking for the cutback and standing strong is the captain, James Main, as he forces a corner. And the Stags fans liked that. Good drive forward again from Jake Adams, looking to set up a goal similar to the opener.
Yeah, we saw that in the first half. Jake Adams picking up the ball, driving at two defenders and then trying to get that ball across.
So this time it's going to be Jake Adams with an outswinger from that far side. Tommaso is the furthest player back for the Stags. Only one out of the box for Biddeford in terms of Charles Hansen. But the corner goes short here to Griffin. And Griffin lays it off for Adams. Still Adams across the goal. And Kasimu couldn't miss from all of a yard out. Brilliant again from Adams. Gets the ball back from Griffin from the short corner routine. Across the box. Took a little flick in there. Flukes couldn't turn it in. But Kasimu was Johnny on the spot. And it is AFC Tottenham 3, Biddeford AFC 0.
Yeah, got to be very happy with that. The short corner, which they tried in the first half, didn't quite come off. But this time comes off perfectly.
So, there was a period. Biddeford had a better spell. They pushed forward a little bit more, but couldn't make a breakthrough. And then that seemed to, you know, Tottenham put that behind them. And now 3-0 up. I wonder how many of the Stags are thinking of.
Yeah, just after that sloppy bit, kind of a wake-up call in a way after going 2-0 up. Just trying to get that third. They finally got it. Let's see how many more they can get.
So 3-0, thanks to Hisham Kasimu, scored the equaliser in last week's game against Bristol Manor Farm, only for Owen Howe to pinch all 3 points. A 634 is our announced attendance today. A brilliant crowd here, enjoying some really good Stags football under Jimmy Ball's first game in charge on a beautiful afternoon here on non-league day.
Yeah, very hot and sunny stadium.
I don't know how your coat stayed on too so long, I'll be honest.
Nah, it's coming off now.
Yeah, given some of the conditions we've commentated in this season, this is positively tropical. So I was, yeah, rocking the media team polo from minute one. Looks like there is going to be a change here.
Delano's looking over to the Biddeford Town dugout.
Yeah, so Biddeford AFC making their second change here. Saddam Bello is going to be the player coming on. Trying to look at who's going to come off here. For the Robins. As he turns away from us, Bello's just going to go through his final checks. Big, stocky, physical lad is Bello. It's number 10, Matthew Buchan, the player to make way.
Substitution for the visitors, replacing number 10, Matthew Buchan, is number 14, Saddam Bello.
Bello looks like a very physical presence up top. Maybe looking for some of those direct balls that the Robins have been trying as Adams heads the ball forward. Kasimu's really got to get on his bike to keep this in play, but he's done brilliantly. Looking to play it back to Adams, and Heaney cuts in there and nips the ball out of play for a throw.
Yeah, it just shows how awake Tottenham are and want to create more chances. Just a few seconds from Lewis Noyce taking that goal kick till Hisham Kasimu chasing that ball down.
Yeah, and it was right on the goal line. Towards that far corner. Jefford looking for the cross into Williams, headed clear. Can Biddeford do anything with it? That is a pretty blatant push there from Adam Tommaso, and I don't think there can be any complaints.
Yeah, it's another one of those dark arts, just trying to slow the game down.
So here's Taylor trying to bring the ball down just inside Totten's half, but Alexander Moist as well. And Taylor concedes the free kick.
Yeah, not too much complaints from Ethan Taylor there.
Maybe getting a little too handsy, perhaps. And it looks like that they're going to want to put this free kick long, see if they can get a knockdown rather than play it short. Heading it towards the edge of the box. Medway got the first header. Ricocheted around. Reed tried to clear it. Jake Adams has got a bit of work to do here. Hooks it over the top. Kasimu wants to get it on the run, and he's done so well. Now Kasimu's trying to drive central, trying to play it along over the top for Griffin to chase. Scott Piper, of course, coming on in the second half, is forced to concede a throw. Nice counter-attacking endeavour there from the Stags.
Yeah, lovely little bit of hold-up play from Hisham Kasimu, and then a long ball to Sam Griffin.
And Griff, oh, with an immaculate back heel round the corner, but Piper does well to recover as Biddeford clear the ball. This should be comfortable for Flukes, but Bello actually making a nuisance of himself there. Gets a little bit of a piece of the clearance from Medway. And now Bello's going to try and hold the ball up against Flukes. Does well to find the pass infield. Taylor just gets in the way slightly, and the pass is loose, and Jake Adams will collect that comfortably. You can see Totten just happy playing it around the back when they need to, before Medway with a searching diagonal, but I don't think even Sam Griffin's going to get that one.
Now, what idea, trying to use the width of the pitch with the long balls.
So halfway through the second half here at the Snow Stadium, Stags 3-0 up, and there's another goal to tell you about. It's come at Slimbridge with a William Palfrey penalty, pulling Plymouth Parkway level. So Slimbridge 1, Plymouth Parkway 1 is our latest score there.
And on Podbean, Steve Brookwell saying, what a player.
I'm going to guess that's in response to the third goal. And you know what? Yeah, I think we all know the quality. And Mr. Brookwell is bang on the money there, as Taylor from range is. I think that got a deflection early on, and indeed it did, as it rocketed over the bar. So another corner for the Stags, and we know what a problem they can be when they can get the ball into the box. This time, rather than go with with Jake Adams' outswinger, although that ended up being the short corner, it's Freddie Reed with the inswinger with the right foot. I can see that Andrew Haddon's got the subs boards ready as well. So maybe a first change as Stags manager forthcoming now for Jimmy Ball. Reed will take it, looking towards the near post, still in the area, and Brett Williams on the volley just got too far under the ball. Couldn't keep his effort down, and it's behind for the goal kick. And Hanley, I think, is indeed readying the first change of the afternoon. And it's the new signing, Isiaga Kaba, just into the club. He will come on, and Sam Griffin, who's worked so hard, as he always does, will make his way to the bench. And having said that, it looks like a double substitution as well, because Shaq Gwengwe is ready to come off, and Hisham Kasimu, who scored that third goal, will make way.
Yeah, Hisham Kasimu and Sam Griffin, I think, have worked their socks off today. Both trying up with Hisham Kasimu holding up the ball well, and Sam Griffin chasing that every ball he can get.
Both players receiving a warm round of applause and a lot of high-fiving in the dugout for Hisham Kasimu. Well earned. So there we are. We get a chance for Gwengwe to cause more problems, get more fresh pace up front. And the first look as a Stag for Isiaga Kaba. Young player on a work experience contract on loan from Portsmouth. You can see that he's still got a bit of growing to do. And I say this as someone who is all of 5'4". But he's only 17, and you expect that he's still got that little bit of physicality to come. Strong header from Medway, appeals for a push for a penalty. Not given. Adams holds the ball up and wins the throw. which is taken quickly. Gwengui can't bring the ball down. Tommaso in the base of midfield with a good tackle. Reed plays it back to Jefford, who wanted to play it out, play for the throw, but the ball didn't go there. Moise has a chance now to pull the ball back on the edge of the box. Leathered! Leathered home. What a goal by Craig Duff.
Yeah, that's poor from Ben Jefford, but you can't take anything away from the finish. That's a great finish. Lewis Noyce had no chance.
And out of nothing, Biddeford have pulled one back. You feel that maybe the comeback is beyond them, but again, just maybe slacking off a little bit there. And Duff from 20 yards out, absolutely hammered it into the back of the net. I think a lot of the crowd didn't even recognise that it had gone in because it was hit with such force that it hit the back of the net, hit the advertising boards behind the ball, behind the goal, and just came straight out again. So the clean sheet that Jimmy Ball would have hoped for will not come to pass. Just the 27th league goal of the season for the Robins of Biddeford in their 29th game, as this ball is hooked out of play for a throw. The referee is just signalling whereabouts the throw needs to be taken from by Flukes. I think we've seen him wear exclusively the number 6 since he's come into the club, but he's wearing number 5 today and Medway is wearing 6 for those squad number fans. And I'm one of these people who's quite panicked about the aesthetics of shirt numbers. The long throw from Flukes. Gwengui slides to try and keep it in, but again, just runs a little bit too far for him and it will be a goal kick to Biddeford. Still 3-1 here, thanks to that absolute rocket from Craig Duff.
Yeah, but that's the stuff Jimmy Ball would like to see, like Shaq Gwengui just chasing down the ball, trying to keep it in.
The Southern League video printer has disappeared, so I shall wait for that to return. Goal kick cleared long. Williams a bit nonchalant with that touch, perhaps. And Biddeford looking to come forward, Flukes from behind. Catches Bello, and it's a free kick to Biddeford. Again, Totten maybe just energy levels slapped a little slightly here by the spring sun. So, yeah, Jimmy Ball will want to see that intensity back in his side. Ball is shouting something really loudly, trying to keep them alive for the second ball, perhaps. Drilled into the box. Still knocking around and Taylor brings it down and brings it clear. Trying to play a long ball forward for Gwengui. And Moise takes the safe approach and puts it out for the throw.
Yeah, we know Shaq Gwengui's got pace for days. So it's right idea, but just a little bit undercooked.
At the very least, in forcing Biddeford to concede the throw, they have broken up the attack. Flukes coming towards this right-hand touchline. Goes central to Medway. Medway's probably going to roll this all the way across to Ben Jefford on the far side, and he does. Now Jefford has a chance to come forward with the ball. Wants to clip one over the top. I think he's looking for Brett Williams, but that's going to go right down the throat of Adam Seedhouse-Evans, dressed all in yellow. Conceded 3 goals so far, Seedhouse-Evans, but hasn't necessarily played badly, I don't think.
No, when he's been called upon, he has come for crosses, come for the long balls.
And that time, the long ball forward, Stags just about deal with. Williams tries to hold the ball up, does so well. And then goes to Ben Jefford. His two teammates up and down the divisions. Jefford has it now, drifting wide from as that left-sided centre-back. Reed to Tommaso in midfield, playing it back to Medway. And Totten just keeping the ball a little bit here. Trying to make Biddeford chase it. Jefford searching ball forward. Loose touch and Williams on the edge of the area. Trying to find a shot for himself. And in the end, loses out. You can see that he wants that goal for himself and maybe passed up better options for it. And now Biddeford can attack on the counter. Down the right-hand side. Coming forward is Charles, and Charles, hard cross into the box, blocked by Jefford. It'll be a throw to Biddeford on the far side of the pitch. Still one potential change for both sides to make here. About 15 minutes left in this game. High throw into the area, dealt with really poorly, and Biddeford have scored again. It's just a nothing ball into the area, bounced a couple of times. And fair play to Biddeford, because they were right there, and Lewis Noyce couldn't really do much with the ball in the corner. It should have been dealt with a lot sooner, and all of a sudden it is very much game on. It's Craig Duff with his second goal of the game.
Jimmy Ball's going to be so disappointed with that. He said that when setting up the free kick, the second ball, and just then with the long throw, and everyone in the box has watched it go over their head.
I mean, that's not even the second ball. That's the first ball. And that is, you know, it's been a bit of a trend as of late, unfortunately. Those clean sheets of February are well in the rearview mirror, and exceedingly sloppy goal to concede. And Biddeford must be thinking now, in a game that was completely lost, that they might back themselves here to get an equaliser. And that should not be a situation that ever happens. Gwengry tries to dummy it and get it on the run. I don't think this is going to go all the way into the box. So Seedhouse Evans puts his foot through it. Again, just playing back and forth on the edge of the centre circle. Williams with a good header down and to this right-hand channel. On the touchline, Cabba's making an overlapping run. Can he find the young man on his debut here for the Stags? He can, but he loses out. Cleared. Flukes on the chest. Tommaso with a missed kick. Few of those coming into play now for the Stags as Ben Jefford heads this back calmly to Lewis Noyce. Good defending there from the veteran.
Yeah, a few minutes into the second half, we were saying, how many more goals do we think Totten could get at 3-0? And now the game's completely flipped on its head at 3-2, and Biddeford having more of the chances as of late.
Stop me if you've heard this one before. A William Palfrey penalty has earned another goal for Plymouth Parkway. So from being 1-0 down to a brace of Palfrey penalties for Parkway has put them 2-1 up. And it looks like we're seeing the final change about to be made here by the Stags. And Nathan Hurst will come onto the pitch to provide some more legs and maybe a bigger presence in midfield, as well as a final change for Biddeford as well. So Tyler Yendall comes on at the back for Biddeford, trying to see who's come off for them. I think maybe the... Oh, so I'll have a look as Brett Williams comes off to be replaced by Nathan Hurst. So just shoring things up there in the middle of the park. And Jimmy Ball gives a big, strong high five to Brett Williams as he comes off. And you see Jimmy Ball maybe thinking about changing the shape here.
Yeah, you see Brett Williams maybe doing a little bit more up front, whereas Nathan Hurst will probably sit back a little bit more and help control the game in the midfield.
Yeah, help them just keep hold of possession there in the centre of the pitch. Just trying to see who's made way for Tyler Yendall. It's a long ball forward. Gwengry will try and chase this. Holds up slightly, and Gwengry's underneath it. Charles Hansen, who's come off for Biddeford, is in the box, looking for the cutback. Reed shoots, and it's blocked. Still ricocheting in the area. And again, it's that cutback from the left-hand side that's caused Biddeford so much menace today. Really strong challenge. One, I thought, cleanly by Jefford, but the referee seems to disagree. And I think actually it's Nathan Hurst, who's only just come on the pitch, who's going to go into the book.
I'm not too sure why there. I'm pretty sure Ben Jefford was who threw himself into the challenge.
And Jefford is down on the far side a little bit. Maybe came up a little bit sore on that strong challenge. And I think Hurst maybe just, when Jefford was coming across, clipped his opposite number from behind. I'm assuming that is the infraction. I will say that I didn't necessarily have the best view of it, and the referee, Samuel Reed, is a lot closer to the action than we are. We'll say thanks to our football secretary and running the Twitter commentary today, Richard Matthews, who was on top of all those substitutions for us. Thanks, Rich. Gives me the little thumbs up. Been keeping those fingers busy at the top of the stand. On a glorious spring afternoon here at the Snows. Ben Jefford still receiving some treatment, and not the best time for it as well, with the Stags just having used their third and final substitution. And Jefford is a little bit ginger as he comes towards the far sideline, but I think he'll be all right. If he can't carry on, then that is a worry for the Stags, because only one goal up and down to 10 men is not the best situation to be in.
Yeah, just see how Totten set up with his free kick with one less man.
Yeah, it's going to be pumped forward from deep, just inside Biddeford's half, and Lewis Noyce will come and claim that quickly, and it's a penalty for Biddeford. Harry Medway apparently getting a little too grabby with Biddeford. And I think Craig Duff now will have a chance to complete his hat-trick. And Medway seems like he doesn't understand at all. And from, you know, 3-0 up, done and dusted, Biddeford now have a chance to equalise. And for the Stags, it's a downfall entirely of their own making.
At 3-0, I could not have predicted that Biddeford would get three goals. In the first half, we saw him create nothing. And just like that, they have the chance to make it 3-3.
As I mentioned, Biddeford, the lowest scorers in the division with only 26 goals from their 28 league games so far this season. And they might have three now, all three coming from the boot of Craig Duff, who's in the D now as he tries to beat Lewis Noyce from 12 yards. Craig Duff eyeing up a most unlikely hat-trick here. Reed blows the whistle. Duff strides forward. Shoots, and it's beaten away by Lewis Noyce. He went down to his left and got behind the penalty. And for Harry Medway and some of the Stags fans, they will feel like that is just desserts.
Oh, you heard it just then. The crowd going mental after that big save. Number 12, I think it is, Scott Piper was complaining that I think Lewis Noyce came off his line a bit too early to the referee.
He may well have done, but the referee and the assistants didn't spot it as Medway clears it towards the Salisbury Road, out for a throw, and, well, Lewis Noyce, you know, quiet for most, didn't have much to do for the majority of the first half, and all of a sudden, two goals, one from long range that he kind of just stood rooted to the spot, and then loose ball in the area that he couldn't react to. First real save he's had to make, and didn't he do it well? Winchester, by the way, have come from behind, and they now lead Winchester, and they now lead Mangotsfield United, struggling Mangotsfield at home by 2-1, while Fatah McCluffy has probably sealed the 3 points for Scholing. They are now 3-0 up at home to Highworth. I think this is now what we refer to in the industry as squeaky bum time, Harry.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Because, again, it shouldn't be this way. 3-0 up, the Stags should have been able to comfortably see this game out. Even after the first for Biddeford went in, he should be comfortable, but then they grab the second, and now the Stags gave away the penalty, and the header from Biddeford is over the bar. Not really any worry there for Lewis Noyce, but Biddeford, you know, I think they sense that they can take points here.
Yeah, they are on the attack, have a lot more urgency this half than what Totten are.
Yeah, when that third goal went in, it just seems like the Stags just took their foot off the pedal and just felt like they could coast home, and Biddeford have shown that they have another, that if they thought that was possible, well, it certainly ain't. Taylor trying to bring it down on the run. Instead, it falls to Hurst. Hurst to Gwengwe. Cuts well. Gwengwe's appended on the edge of the area. And that, not really any complaints. Free kick in another dangerous position here for the Stags. All of 20 yards out, Gwengwe did well to win the free kick.
Yeah, nice little hold-up play and then a shimmy. Take that extra touch and then brought the defender's challenge in.
And Taylor from 21 yards out, maybe, right of centre. How much the Stags would love to get a goal here and just quell any thoughts of a Biddeford fight back. Four-man wall, and quite a tall four-man wall for Ethan Taylor to navigate around. Reed blows the whistle. Taylor's free kick again, straight into the wall, and the follow-up is blocked as well. Ricochets out to Adams on the far side. A couple of times, first from Adams and then from Taylor, they've had a free kick in a similar position. And both times, they've gone straight into the wall. Jefford, brilliant defending up against Bellow, but crowded out of it. And again, Biddeford try to charge forward. Bellow finds the man on the edge of the area. Piper on the volley. Just didn't quite bounce his way. But Totten being carved open, it seems. Where is this, all of this shambles at the backs come from?
Yeah, in the first half, Totten looked to be dominating the game, all with Biddeford all over the place, not creating anything going forwards, all those sloppy passes. And now, in the second half, after getting that third goal, Biddeford just seemed deadly on the attack.
Nice with the clearance, looking long. Taylor might get this on the run, in the box, shrugs off the player, cuts back inside. Taylor lays it off for Gwengwe with the outside of his boot. Beats Adam Seedhouse Evans. Not the cleanest finish, but it's skewed and screwed slightly. Worked its way into the back of the net. And that, hopefully, should kill the game for the Stags. It's AFC Tottenham 4, Biddeford AFC 2.
Yeah, much needed goal. Ethan Taylor, nice, calm and composed. He chops inside, fakes the shot, shimmies, and then lays it to Shaq Gwengwe.
And Shaq Gwengwe, taking his shirt off in the celebration, receives a customary yellow card as a result, but I don't think Gwengwe will mind all that much.
Number 17, Shaq Gwengwe.
So, we've seen four yellow cards. Team go 3-0 up and nearly a fight back. Lewis Noyce saved a penalty to prevent a Craig Duff hat-trick. And now that's the sixth goal of the game that's gone in. So you've got your money's worth here at the Snow Stadium on non-league day, certainly.
Yeah, great game on a nice, warm, sunny day.
Header forward for Bello to chase. Outside the box on the left-hand side. Medway holds him up slightly, but Bello uses physicality to get a ball into the box. Tommaso plays it back to his keeper, Noyce, who puts his boot through it. Gwengwe can't win the header, but Nathan Hurst will bring down the second ball. And it's punted clear by Biddeford. Noyce with a calm little header, that one. That is, cool as the other side of the pillow. Here's Adams now on the left-hand side, trying to find a ball through to Gwengwe. Brings it down well. Lays it off. Adams on the edge of the area. Jinx jives. Has to lay it back in the end. Reed goes to Taylor. Maybe the chance is gone. Adams turns it round the corner for Taylor. Goes back to Reed. Reed to Adams. Has to be more measured in their approach now, the Stags, because Biddeford have got numbers back after that earlier incisive through ball into the feet of Gwengwe. Good ball from Hurst to Cabern. His cross was searching for Gwengwe at the back post, but it just drifts behind for the goal kick as Matthew Andrew has put Plymouth Parkway 3-1 up at Slimbridge, and that game is probably done and dusted. But as it stands, still 0-0 between Froome and Larkhall, and Willand Rovers looking like they might snatch on a very unlikely 3 points at Cirencester in what would be the Centurions' first home league defeat of the season. I can hear there is a very young child in the stands who is, feeling slightly worse for wear on this hot summer's day. Summer's day? Spring's day, but that's how hot it is. Here's Biddeford, ball into the left-hand side. Laid off back for the left-back, Byrne tries to clip one over the top. Heaney, who's gone further forward now, heads it back. Hurst stands his ground well and wins the ball from Scott Piper as it goes out for a throw.
Yeah, Biddeford just sense that there's something more than what they have in this game for them.
Ball half cleared, but Biddeford still with an opportunity perhaps to come forward. Jefford puts his boot through it. Header goes up. This is dangerous. Can Gwengwe get there before the keeper, Seedhouse Evans? He cannot, and Seedhouse Evans cues that one right into the road. And that might take a while to get back, that one. About 5 minutes left here at the Snow Stadium. Just double checking the timings. Here's Griffin, and Griffin wins another throw. You can see that Stags, they're content now just to keep it in those corners, wind the clock down a little bit. Yeah. Especially after Biddeford nearly looked, they might find a way back into this game.
Yeah, just try to keep hold of the ball, trying quiet Biddeford down.
Lovely ball on the overlap. Cabra on his debut off the inside of the post and might have flicked off the other post as well. And in the end, Biddeford clear. Really good play cutting in from that left-hand side. That's where all the attacking thrust, or the majority of it, has come for the Stags into the area. I thought they could take the shot on themselves, but really unselfish to lay it back for Carver. And his shot, somehow, like Brett Williams last week, hits the inside of the post and Jimmy Ball turns towards the stands and shakes his head in disbelief because he has no idea how the young man hasn't made it five.
Yeah, he was so certain it was in. He started running. You just saw him drifting away to that corner flag just to see it bounce off that post and stay out.
Jake Adams looking for a searching ball forward that time for Gwengui, but that is overplayed. C-Dad Evans will pick it up. Well, quite a turnaround at Barnstable. They've scored two goals in 3 minutes, first from Ryan Turner and then Miles Perkins. So they now lead Evesham at home 2-1. And our old nemesis, Lark Hall Athletic, have taken the lead at Badgers Hill against Froome, thanks to Josh Jones. So the current score there is Froome Town 0, Lark Hall Athletic 1. So as it stands, it looks like that both of the top two sides in the league at the moment might fall down to defeats. Long ball forward again. That's going to be comfortable for Adam Seedhouse Evans. Just playing it around the back at the moment, Bideford AFC. See if they can find a way to craft an attack. We thought, you know, the game was done and dead and buried, and there's no way they'd mount a fight back, but they had other ideas, and they're trying to get the ball into the box now. No one ready for it, though. As 3 minutes of injury time signalled by Andrew Hanley, and Gwengui, I think, has got offside then, and he knew it, just didn't quite time the run.
Three minutes.
I have a switch over to the sideline microphone. I'm just going to adjust that as Harry Medway has done well to win a free kick there in his own area because I'm about to go walkabout. Who would you think for as a potential Stags radio man of the match, Harry?
I think with two assists, got to be Jake Adams. He's been amazing down that wing today, cutting in, especially from that short corner. For Hisham Kasimu's goal, all his own work.
And I know that's something that Jimmy Ball was keen to see when he came in, was to get players like Jake Adams, like Ethan Taylor, time and space on the ball. And down that left-hand channel, especially, it feels like Bideford haven't really had any answers.
No, they have struggled with the likes of Ethan Taylor, Sam Griffin and Jake Adams today.
Deep free kick taken by Bideford here in the box. Not quite cleared yet, but Tottenham try and regroup. Hurst gets a foot in and shot is deflected wide, but the flag is up on the far side anyway, with Bideford caught offside. So Lewis Noyce, you'd expect, not really going to be in any rush to take this free kick.
Nah, he's going to take it nice and slow, wait for the clock to tick down.
Down here on the touchline now. Jimmy Ball still not happy. He wants to keep the Stags to keep fighting right till the death here as Reed tried to get Jake Adams in on the far side, but dealt with well by Bideford to read that ball. Now searching forward, but Bello won't get there. Flukes cuts it out. Here's Tommaso. Trying to clip one over the top. Taylor wasn't there, but Cabba's certainly going to give chase right into that corner. And Cabba has combined with Gwengui to keep the ball in play. Cabba now into the area. Back. Reed arriving late and free kick given against the Stags for a foul in the area. And Freddie Reed, despite finding the back of the net, hasn't added to the scoreline. And I think maybe Andrew Hanley is going to be waved on to give a little bit of assistance to Shaq Gwengui down by the corner flag, who worked so hard to keep the ball in play, combining with Cabba, and maybe just collided with the fence or with the corner flag a little bit there. Ball cleared long from the free kick. Bello tussling with Flukes. Hurst keeps it in play. House Evans not even really being pressed here. Long ball downfield finds Flukes, who wins the header. Not of course who he was aiming for, but it's ended up back in the clutches of Bideford now. Curled ball over the top. Tommaso gets the first ball away, but not the second. Bello tries to follow up on it. Hurst can't quite clear, and Taylor does well to hold the ball up, looking for Gwengwe, cleared as the referee blows for full time. And, well, it's been an absolute feast on a summer's day here, or at summery conditions at least, on non-league day. The Stags took a 3-0 lead. Fair play to Biddeford, who fought two goals. And Duff might well have had his hat-trick if it hadn't been for heroics of Lewis Noyce, saving from the spot in Totten's goal. And then from there, Shaq Gwengwe applied a fourth late on to confirm the 3 points. So your final score is AFC Totten 4, Biddeford AFC 2. What a game, Harry.
Yeah, massive cheer from all the fans as the full-time whistle. Very pleased with that result.
I have made my way onto the pitch, and I will see when. Just going to make sure that I've still got signal with you. Just going to see if I can grab someone for a little post-match chat. But players from both sides going through the familiar handshakes and slaps. I'll see if I can grab Cabba for a second.
Going.
Not to be this time, but well played. Good to see you out there for the Stags, and hopefully we'll see more from you in future.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers.
It's done very well today. Stepping up into senior football, Isiaga Cabba. I'm with now the new gaffer, Jimmy Ball. What did you make of that first 90 minutes in charge?
First half, excellent. Once we kind of got going, a little bit of nerves, a little bit of... sort of anxiousness, if that's a word. And then once we settled, I thought we were very good. How we didn't go in at half-time, 3-0 up, maybe more, I don't know. In second half, we started really, really well. But like happens in football, every team is allowed to have a little bit of a spell and a little bit of pressure, and they did. I thought there were two really sloppy, poor goals. However... you know, we weathered it. Yeah, we conceded, but we didn't get beat. We didn't fold. And they showed a lot of grit and determination to stay in the game. A wonderful penalty save, but it was a suspect penalty anyway. If the referees are going to grow up for that, they've got to blow every single corner's got to go one way or the other. So, yeah, great save. And then we finished the game quite well, to be fair.
So we switched system a little bit here, going towards the back three. What was the thinking behind that?
Listen, as football managers, you make decisions. You look at what you got and you make a decision, and you look at the other team and how you believe they're going to play against you, and you try and play a bit of chess and checkmate them from the off with your system so that they have to change. And then once they change, you know, they've come in with a plan, and that plan goes out the window quite early. So then you're on the front foot as a manager. So you go with something. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Today I felt once we got used to it, because I only had 2 days to work with them on it, once we did it and they calmed down, they were excellent.
I think going forward, especially down the left-hand side, there were a number of brilliant combinations, really effective cutbacks into the box. And that's something that... among a lot of positives from the game, that's got to be really pleasing.
Yeah, in wide areas, I thought we were dangerous. We've got skill out there. We've got pace out there. We've got, you know, people who run at people and put good crosses in the box. So we've got, you know, I've got to utilise the tools I've got to win games of football if we want to get promoted this season. And, the wide men, like I say, after that first 15, 20 minutes, we started getting it to them in better areas, and then they did what they're here to do, is produce.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Jimmy. Welcome to the Stags, and go and enjoy the victory.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Words from the man of the hour, the new manager, Jimmy Ball here. His first game in charge will end in a victory and in the 3 points for AFC Totten with a 4-2 victory. That's just about all we've got time for here on Stags Radio. Our next game is against Biddeford. Yeah, it's a weird scheduling quirk. Don't worry about it. But rather than be at the Snowd Stadium, next time we are on the road at the sports ground in Biddeford. And you can listen to the game, as always, on Stags Radio. Or if you are unable to make it to the game, you can also watch the game in the Stags fan zone here at the Strikers Bar at AFC Totten. More info on that on our social media. Harry, thank you very much for enjoying it. How have you found your first time in the booth full time?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it today. A great game of football as well. Nice sunny. Great. It was a great time to be commentating.
Yeah, a brilliant afternoon here on non-league day. The sun shining, 3 points for the Stags. And elsewhere in the league, looking at the top end of the table, you will be pleased to know that Bristol Manor Farm could only stumble to a 0-0 draw at Cinderford. Cirencester slumped to a 1-0 home defeat to Willand Rovers, their first home loss of the campaign. And just trying to see confirmed that it seems that Harry Baker pulled a late equaliser for Froome Town. So I think it's finished Froome Town 1, Larkhall Athletic 1. Thank you very much for listening to Stags Radio. We shall see you back, and we will even see you, of course, for the Stags Fan Zone on Tuesday when we play the return leg at Biddeford. So thank you very much for watching. Your final score here this afternoon, it's AFC Totten 4, Biddeford AFC 2. Have a wonderful weekend.